Welcome to the Dwizzle Nation podcast, discussing music, movies, sports, and pop culture.
What's up? This is a bonus episode of the Dwizzle Nation podcast. I wasn't going to do anything today. There was some scheduling conflicts between myself and my co-hosts. If you don't already know, my co-hosts consist of my nephews, my big sister's two boys. One has a family, and family obligations, you know, prevail over everything. The younger one, the rapper, had a school project. He's on the verge of graduating, finally getting his degree. And so he's doing his things with school. You know, once again, this podcast revolves around our basic lives. Me, I got a little more free time, believe it or not. But I'm here to rant and rave. I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to take this L for the week. But then I was watching the New York Giants play. Wow. This is a team that does never does well with prosperity. Just when you think you got a glimmer of hope, they go and put up a stinker like this. This is ridiculous. And let's keep it real. I mean, maybe I allowed myself to get a little bit too excited because they were leading the division, that sorry-ass NFC East division. You know, but it was a chance to go into the playoffs and make some noise. But the fact is they are now 5-8. This is an utter disgrace. Horrible. It's disgusting. Danny Dimes, he is a turnover machine. You've got to stop. We drafted this guy in the first round of the draft, knowing full well he was too high of a pick to go pick that man that high. I mean, if you guys were watching the draft of that year, last year's draft, they only showed two highlights. And they weren't, you know, the video highlights that they have, the montage that they have of these players. And his highlight reel wasn't much. Couldn't much be said about the team's record. It was, you know, it was the freaking Duke. They're not really known as for being a football powerhouse. So these guys drafted him probably as a favorite of Eli. And, you know, I think Cutliff, who also happens to be, was Eli's coach at Mississippi. Part of it, because I'm sipping some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. My lovely bride went and got me some. Dunkin' Donuts is kind of like my, I'm not advocating for the company or anything. It's just, you know, coffee is like comfort food for me. So this is what I do. So if you hear me sipping or you hear me swallowing the coffee in the background, I apologize. But there's something to be said about this Giants organization. If we look... Number one, first off, when they win the Super Bowl, they usually don't, or even go to the Super Bowl, they usually don't make the playoffs the year afterwards. That's an interesting thing. Now, I'm grateful that I've been able to watch all four of the Super Bowl championships, unlike some of you people who claim championships that you weren't even alive to see. But I'm grateful that I've been able to see the Giants win four Super Bowls. But I want to see some consistency. Like, I know there's teams out there that have had more season-to-season success as far as being able to put a winning product on the field and, you know, win games and look good doing it. There's plenty of franchises out there that would trade places with the Giants anytime. They would trade away. Let's just go back to... Was it 2008, 2009, when they won that first Super Bowl against the Patriots? I know there's plenty of teams that would kill, winning teams that would kill to be in our position and win those two Super Bowls. And I don't disagree with you. But from year to year, this team, when this team actually has a winning season or makes the playoffs, that is the rarity. Whereas you have teams like the, like, well, I guess in the past 20 years, you had the Patriots. They usually made the Super Bowl. Excuse me, the playoffs. They made the Super Bowl half the time. Maybe they're not the best example to use. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a good example. They consistently make the playoffs. Whenever they didn't make the playoffs, that was the rare thing. You got the Green Bay's. Okay, in recent years, we got Seattle. You know, I need to see some consistency. In basketball, it was the San Antonio Spurs. These guys were guaranteed to make the playoffs. You know, which eventually I'm going to segue to that sport right there so I could go off. But what are we going to do, people? Okay, I don't want to hate on Danny Dimes, but my man, when a couple of weeks ago, they point out that there have been only 5 games where you haven't turned the ball over twice. I mean, this is utterly ridiculous. What's going on here? And on top of that, we have 5 potential first-round quarterbacks coming out in the next year. And even if the Giants did have the first pick in the draft, I don't think they'd be inclined to take him. We're basically stuck with this guy. I mean, we could do a bold move like Arizona did. They moved off of Josh Rosen quick to get Kyler Murray. I'm not saying I would have did that, but you got, once again, you got Justin Fields. Okay? Justin Fields, who I think is going to be a stud. You got Trevor Lawrence, a.k.a. Sunshine, who is the consensus number one pick right now. You got the guy out of North Dakota, Trey Lance. You got that Mac Jones dude out of Alabama, who I don't think he's going to amount to anything, but, you know, we'll keep that on the QT. There's another guy that emerged. So there's guys coming out that we have our choice from, but because we're the New York Giants, we're not going to take a risk on a pick. The most riskiest pick that they took was Saquon at a time when the running back position was being devalued, where you could get a stud running back in the 7th round just as easily as you could in the 1st round. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Saquon was the better pick. Okay? And I just, you know, someone needs to teach him to just hit the hole, do a little bit less dancing. Okay? Hit the hole and go. Get to the 2nd level. Then you start doing that dancing that you do. Okay? You're not good enough to be Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders, who could go to 1st, have 10 carries for -5 yards, and wind up finishing the game with over 200 yards with a couple of big runs that he has. You're not good enough to be that. Okay, we need you to carry the ball and get us 5 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards. Positive yardage. That's what we need from you. But I don't know what to do, man. I'm a do-or-die Giants fan, okay? I take my lumps. I take my insults from the other teams because we constantly got – people constantly got jokes on us. But, you know, I'm a ride for my team. But you guys got to do better than what you've been doing organization-wise because sometimes we just look fucking foolish. Speaking of foolish, the New York Knicks. Admittedly, I haven't been watching them lately due to responsibilities at work, and sometimes sleep wins over actually staying up to watch the Knicks play. But this is a product that I have been selling for years. The New York Knicks product that has been put on that basketball court is trash. I see the Knicks every Sunday. Every Sunday I see the Knicks. 52 weeks a year. Okay, because Sunday is the day that I put out my garbage. Yep. Knicks fans, you need to stop kidding yourself. You need to stop. Be loyal to your team. I understand that. But when you see garbage, it's garbage. Okay, you can put all types of air freshener. You can get the nice bags that give it off the nice smell. It's still garbage. That goes back to the consistency that I was talking about. Okay. When you fight, make all these trades, take on these horrible-ass contracts, and we're going back years from now. I don't necessarily know that that's the case now. When you keep on making personnel moves, whether it be in management or with players and signing free agents, all that is for show. I don't want to see you fight for the eighth seed in the playoffs, man. I want to see you be able to compete for a championship. I mean, a legitimate shot. Notwithstanding the 1999 Knicks, who were an 8th seed and made the playoffs and went into the finals against the San Antonio Spurs, I think it might have been a different series had Patrick Ewing not been hurt. Although I'm pretty sure I still would have, you know, the analyst in me tells me that the Spurs would have taken that. But other than that, I mean, we could go on for days. I didn't write any notes for this episode because it's kind of like a spur of the moment. But the utter garbageness that with the moves, with the Phil Jackson. I'll hire Phil Jackson as the coach. I don't know about personnel moves. Isaiah Thomas, who had previously bankrupted the CBA, a league that had been in existence for over 50 years. Here comes the coffee sip. I don't care if you don't like it. The man signed Eddie Curry. Eddie Curry was what? 21, 22 years old? Number one pick in the draft? And the Chicago Bulls gave up on him? It's shit like that that just annoys the shit out of me, man. Let's be a little bit more smarter with our moves, man. We're New York. We are the capital, supposedly the epicenter of basketball. That shit hasn't been true for fucking years. By the way, big shout out to homegirl Tanisha Liverpool. Miss Liverpool, I know you're a big Knicks fan. And I don't mean to completely shit on the organization. I still root for them. I've never rooted against them. But damn, man, you got to do better than this bullshit. Okay, let's hope this guy that they drafted turns out to be something. We need a diamond in the rough. We need somebody that turns out to be a Hall of Fame basketball player that we just happen to luck onto. Okay, not these guys that are just holding on to jobs in the NBA. We need something better than that. We need something to fall our way and then build around it. Okay, Knicks fans, y'all need to stop going to them damn games. Okay, somehow. The Knicks, supposedly, from what I'm told, are the most valued franchise in all of the NBA. I don't know how the fuck that's possible, okay? But I hold some of you lame-ass motherfuckers going to them damn games, okay? If you can afford to go to the games. But, you know, what else? What else got me annoyed, man? This COVID shit. This COVID shit got me annoyed as well, man. This shit need to be over and done with, okay? I miss my sister, my big sister in Houston. Miss her to death. I was supposed to go to Houston with my two girls to go visit them. That was canceled. So, you know, also there are, you know, her children and their children. You know, just miss my big sister, period, here. It's, you know, not been easy. So what else can we rail at? Yeah, not the obvious stuff that we see going on right now. All I'm going to say is, you motherfuckers are some goddamn idiots, okay? You ever heard the expression that if your friend jumped off a bridge, does that mean you should do it too? Yeah, there you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think about that shit for a second, all right? That's all I'm going to get into that particular issue. I kept it very vague. And if somehow what I said offended you, chances are I was fucking talking about you. Next, we're going to move on from that nonsense. Okay. Let me talk about something else I hate. Hate's a strong word. But for the purpose of this podcast, we're going to use it. Because I don't really hate anybody. Skip Bayless. You sorry ass motherfucker. Now, right now I'm doing what Skip Bayless does. And I'm being controversial just for the sake of getting clicks, okay? By the way, big shout out to all our fans, to all of our 19 subscribers through all of those platforms, to all of our one listener in the Dominican Republic, our one listener out in Germany, and that was probably a change in the IP address while you were listening to the podcast. Nonetheless, I'm doing this for clicks. Skip Bayless, you sorry-ass motherfucker. Okay, we're tired of this bullshit. I know I am. You full of shit, okay? Now, Jalen Hurts, I just finished watching him play. He played well. We know tomorrow on the show, you're going to have nothing but praise for this man. And it's a shame because he's a likable dude. But all of a sudden now you riding his jock because he played for Oklahoma. And, of course, we know how you feel about all your Oklahoma players and all your Dallas players and yada, 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 all that good dumb shit. Okay, or players that fare well against your team. We can look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, God bless him. Tim Tebow didn't get a fair shake. Okay? Too much expectations out of a guy because he should have never been drafted in the first round, ever. He had a nice little run. He had a nice little run, but the guy could not play quarterback. You cannot play in this league passing for under 50%. Okay? The man had, and we're not going to call that nonsense divine intervention. That's some blasphemous shit for any of you people to start thinking that nonsense as if God really cares about a damn football game. But this man had like a winning streak of 5 games where the most ridiculous things were happening to fall in their favor. Like a running back running out of bounds for the Chicago Bulls. I think his name was Forte. He ran out of bounds when staying in bounds would have ended the game. Or you win a game when you complete 2 passes. How the fuck do you complete 2 passes and you win a game? But nobody wants to give credit to the defense, okay? The man led the league in 3 and outs. So the defense has got to have played their part in order for you to have these comebacks that you had, okay? But big up to Tim Tebow. I mean, I'm pretty sure you were an upstanding young man. Probably still are. Someone good to have as a neighbor, okay? I'm not downing you individually as a person. You were very exciting to watch in Florida. But like, I don't like the narrative how Tim Tebow won 2 national championships. Yes, he did win two national championships, but so did the personal punt protector. So did the holder. Okay. But we don't credit them for actually winning it. Tim Tebow was the backup quarterback for that first national championship. Okay. And as a matter of fact, the starting quarterback was the one who was the MVP in the championship game. So keep it real, okay? Enough with the nonsense. His Heisman Trophy year, I believe he had 30 touchdown passes, 20 rushing. He had an amazing season. But you might want to go check Florida's record that year. Just saying. Let's not change the narrative of what actually happened out here, okay? With your cherry-picking stats and whatnot. Anyways, Skip Bayless, I'm going to be on you. I'm going to be using you for clicks. I'm going to be dissing you. I don't know how the fuck Shannon Sharp deals with your dumbass every week. Okay? That man is grateful that, you know, I mean, he's good in his own right, but you helped elevate him. You wanted him as a co-host. Big shout out to you giving Mr. Shannon Sharp a job. But how this motherfucker deals with you on a daily basis, it's like arguing sports with my 7-year-old daughter with you. Anyhow. Let's switch it up, people. Let's switch it up just a little bit. We're going to do a little bit of movie reviewing right now. Just recently saw a movie starring John David Washington. That's the son of Mr. Denzel Washington. Wow, this batch of coffee is pretty good. A movie called Tenet. Now, someone just blew a horn out my side of my house. Like, you know, what are y'all doing? But that was a good movie. It's the one thing I will tell you, though, is that you're going to have to watch the movie multiple times in order to understand. Number one, when you watch it the first time, pay attention. Can't be distracted. If you at the movie with somebody who likes to fucking talk a lot, you either need to tell them to shut the fuck up or just watch it by yourself. I ain't got time to be answering questions while I'm trying to watch this movie. Okay? It's not that kind of movie. You need to shut up and pay attention. There's a good chance you're going to have to watch it again multiple times to get the nuances of what's going on. That might be a turnoff, but what I'm telling you, this is a really, really good movie. If you're into time travel, sci-fi, it's good. It's good. If you want to, you could actually go to YouTube after you watch the movie and it better explains the movie. I think it was an excellent watch that you should definitely go check it out. In other news, my Game of Thrones fans, for those of you that don't already know, some of y'all do, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. Big fan of the books, okay? When the TV show came out, I was a bit of a snob because I noticed that they were cutting out storylines from the book when they did the TV show. Now, of course, that's a necessary thing because you can't fit all that or else you'd have to have 30 episodes in a season. They just can't do that, especially when they're only doing 10. By the way, I want to say to Dan and Dave, I want to give you a big shout out. Correction, not a big shout out. I want to say fuck y'all. Y'all fucked up what turned out to be a pretty good series. You motherfuckers, once George Martin, who has been stuck on writing the same book for over 10 years, once you didn't have any more source material, it's as if you had no idea about storytelling. You guys suck. You fucked up my show. Okay? Go to hell. But we're going to talk about, it's the Dance of the Dragons. For those of you who are familiar with the reading, okay? And for those of you that are not, I think this is going to be good stuff. Number one, Dan and Dave will not be involved in it. The people actually, the showrunners are actually, I think they're better for the Game of Thrones brand as far as the, as it pertains to the books, as far as what the fans want. Yeah, I think they're going to do a good job. These dudes, HBO wanted to do 10 episodes per season. These motherfuckers are like, nah, we'll do 7 and 6. They had checked out. They weren't interested in putting forth a good, you know, anything good. So once again, fuck them all to hell. They recently did some casting for Game of Thrones. A couple of the actors I don't know. The one that I do know, he's in the, I believe it's The Crown. He is going to be playing Prince Daemon Targaryen, the Rogue Prince. From a visual standpoint, I don't know if I get Daemon Targaryen from that dude. Okay, Daemon Targaryen was described equal parts dark, equal parts light. Okay, he was well loved and well despised by many people. So we'll see how that turns out. Also, if you're familiar with the characters, Alicent Hightower. Also, we have Rhaenyra Targaryen. They have those two characters have also been announced. We also have King Viserys. King Viserys I. He is the father of Rhaenyra Targaryen. That was his child from the first marriage. Originally, he was his heir. We also had Alicent Hightower. That was his second wife. And she produced four children with him. And that's where the whole of Targaryen Civil War starts. Also, an interesting character that was cast was Corlys Velaryon. Supposedly, they casted a black man to play Corlys Velaryon. If you know anything about the people who were called the Valyrians, the ones that came from Old Valyria to Westeros, they were described as, you know, being very otherworldly beautiful. Well, so far good with the description. But they were described, they had purple eyes. Very, very, basically they were described as being white, okay? With golden hair and silver hair. Corlys Velaryon, who is of Valyrian descent, they cast a black character to do that. I don't know how I feel about that. I understand that they want to make the cast more diverse. I understand that aspect of it. And I don't mind, like, for example, certain characters, like, I don't mind a black Spider-Man. I don't, you know, nothing like that. Whereas on the flip side, okay, someone like Black Panther, you have to have a black character. Now, hold on before you say some silly shit. Because the character, if the race doesn't affect the backstory of the character, then it's okay to switch back and forth between the race. So there's nothing wrong with having a black James Bond, okay? Especially if you're going to have Idris Elba, the guy's still fucking British, okay? Spider-Man, you can have a black Spider-Man. You can't have a black, a white Black Panther, for example, or a Hispanic Black Panther, because the guy is based out of an African country that's been isolated from the rest of the world. You know what I mean? So in that regard, you shouldn't change the race. Like, I didn't necessarily agree with having Idris Elba being a Norse god. Okay? I mean, that's nice, but okay, you're taking diversity a little bit too much there. So I don't know. I'm interested in hearing what George Martin has to say about Corlys Velaryon being cast by, like, I don't know, are they going to put makeup on him to make him look like a white guy? I don't know, maybe that's what they're going to do. But it's interesting to say, because the Valyrians were known for having a very, very distinct look. So I want to see how they're going to wind up playing this whole thing out, okay, and how they're going to justify it, or are they going to explain how maybe they were dark-skinned Valyrians? I don't know. Another sip of the coffee. But I'm interested in seeing how that plays out there. But, yeah, I got that off my chest, man. You know, and this all started with these bitch-ass Giants pissing me off, man. Shit. Man, anyway, I got tomorrow off. I got some good things going on in my life right now. The love of my wife and my children, okay? I got health. And I got a little bit of wealth. Doing my podcast. Appreciate it to all the fans out there. All 19 of y'all who take the time to go and listen or whatever. By the way, big shout out to my man Joe Jones, who is, those of you who are familiar with him, he has his blog. He's looking into doing a podcast pretty soon. Go check him out. Let me give another big shout out. Give shout out to people. Give out to Mario CBK. I believe that's his Instagram handle. Mario's a good dude. Very good entrepreneur. Okay. So go be checking out. That man knows how to throw a party. Okay. Black tie event. Very, very classy. Okay. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, man. We're still eventually, we got a couple of things coming down the pipeline. One of our big shows that we want to do is we want to start reviewing some of the best producers in hip-hop. That is going to take some extensive research because you don't know who exactly is associated with. You're like, wow, he made that song? So that's going to take a lot of research going on with that. We also want to go in after the worst of the worst. We're going to be going in on some of these whack-ass rappers. Okay, so I could just vent and go off on these motherfuckers. And what else we have going on? There was something else that we wanted to get into. I completely forgot because I'm almost 50 years old and I have a tendency to forget things. And because I haven't written my notes down. But that's about it. That's it, people. That's all I got to say right now. I just wanted to put some content out, let you know that I'm still here. This is a bonus episode of the Dwizzle Nation podcast, okay? I went off, I did my thing, I kept it tame, and we'll be back once again to do our thing. I'll be joined by D. Meddy and DJ Tito. Get at your boy. Peace.